Bolivia's embattled president, Gonzalo Sanchez de la Soda, has called for a referendum on a controversial gas export plan that has sparked 3 weeks of often violent protests. Human rights groups say nearly 80 people have been killed in clashes between Bolivian soldiers and mostly poor indigenous Indians, farmers, and miners. Yesterday, thousands marched in cities across Bolivia, urging the president to resign. The crisis, the worst since democracy returned to Bolivia 2 decades ago, was triggered by plans to export natural gas to the United States and Mexico. Although the plan has been suspended, it ignited long-simmering discontent with Sanchez de la Soda's 14-month-old government. New York Times correspondent Larry Roeter is in La Paz, Bolivia's capital. How serious is this crisis?
It's very serious. You know, to put it bluntly, the country is paralyzed, both in terms of the economy and perhaps even more importantly, politically. You've got a president who seems to be pretty much deaf politically, and an opposition that's growing more and more intransigent because it senses that they have him on the ropes. You've got people even talking about the prospect of civil war, you know, based on class and racial and regional lines, which, you know, may be a bit extreme, but, you know, I had an intellectual say to me yesterday that the tragedy of this country is that we're caught between two kinds of blindnesses, two kinds of radicalism. So it's a very serious situation.
Why protests over plans to export natural gas?
Well, there's two answers to that question. The first is that the pipeline that's going to carry the gas, if the project goes through Chile. And Bolivians are taught from the day they go to school to hate Chile because in a war in 1879, Chile took Bolivia's only outlet to the Pacific Ocean. And the feeling is that if the project goes through, it'll bring prosperity to that part of Chile more than to Bolivia, and Bolivia will lose any opportunity whatsoever of ever recovering its outlet to the sea. The second answer is that this is about a lot more than just the natural gas pipeline. The gas issue is really just the catalyst for disgust and anger with a political system and an economic system that haven't brought what they promised they would bring. In other words, stability on the political side and prosperity on the economic side.
Now, Sanchez de la Soda has taken the political initiative by calling for this referendum. Is that going to work?
Well, if he had done that, you know, a week ago, it might well have worked. Now, however, you've got all these people who are dead, and the issue, the focus has really shifted away from the referendum and the gas proposal itself to him and, you know, accountability for what's happened, the conduct of the troops in the streets, the fact that the situation has spun out of control.
Thank you very much. New York Times correspondent Larry Roeter in La Paz, Bolivia.